back to Living Your Best Life. It's Coach Adam here, and I'm super excited to have you guys here today. I know I'm a couple days late on publishing this week's episode, so that is totally my bad. I'm not gonna lie, I took Memorial Day off completely from everything, and then it trickled down to not recording an episode, so my apologies, but here I am. I'm back. We're in our mental health week, so I wanted to talk about you, you know, doing what's right for you and doing what's best for you in any given situation, regardless of how other people may feel or even how it makes you feel sometimes. I know when we try to do what's best for ourselves and we make decisions that are for us, sometimes it can maybe feel selfish, or we may think we're being selfish. But at the end of the day, if you're doing what's right for you and you feel good about that decision and it's pushing you in the direction that you're trying to get to, then don't feel bad at all. All right. There's a couple things I want to go over today about doing what's right for you and how to go about that and different scenarios. And when, even though it may seem like we're being selfish, I promise you that you are not. The first thing I wanted to go over is, cutting out toxic people in your life, right? Don't feel guilty for doing that, right? Even if you've had a long relationship in the past, even if you've gone through a lot of things together, good times, bad times, and you've created a certain bond, you have to do what's right for yourself today. If you realize that someone in your life is toxic and they're not benefiting you, they're not contributing to your future goals or to your current goals, then it's time to move on, as much as it sucks, right? And you're not at fault, right? You're not at fault for being or for recognizing that someone is being toxic to your life. If someone is being toxic, they're doing it unto themselves. They're bringing it into your life unnecessarily, right? It's not your fault. It's completely there. So you have to do what is best for yourself. You always have to put yourself first, even if it's going to hurt. Okay, so if you have people in your life that aren't benefiting you, that are maybe pulling you in a direction that's pulling you away from your goals, then it's time to reevaluate that friendship and time to move on, unfortunately. Okay, the second one is don't feel guilty for putting yourself first, right? Especially when it comes to your own sanity, your own mental health, right? You're allowed to be selfish when it comes to taking care of your mind, when it comes to taking care of your brain and your heart and everything that you carry with you every single day. No one knows your struggle. No one knows when you wake up in the morning and you just can't face the day. You'd rather be home. You'd rather just not go to work. You'd rather not deal with people. That is okay. All right. We're all allowed to take a mental break and reset so that we can be better for our friends, for our family, for our colleagues when we do come back. And even if they get upset that you're not around for today because you're literally taking a mental health day, don't worry about it. They're gonna get over it. They're not gonna be mad at you for longer than they need to, right? They're gonna get over it pretty quickly. And if anyone doesn't understand or respect your decision, don't worry about that either. That is not your problem. All right. All that matters is that you are taking care of yourself and you are doing what is best for yourself. Okay, don't ever feel like you have to sacrifice your mental health because someone else needs you at work. Right? If you think, hey, I'm just not going to be myself. I'm not going to be 100% at work today. I should stay home. Don't feel bad because someone says, oh, I don't feel good either. No, just you don't feel good. Like, we all have this understanding that if someone calls out sick, right, they have a stomach ache or if they have a cold, it's perfectly acceptable to stay home. But if there's something going on in our mind and we just can't be there mentally and physically, somehow it's not as widely accepted, right? So I hope that what you understand is don't worry about other people. Your brain is the most important thing in your life. And if people around you really cared about you and really loved you, then they'd encourage you to do whatever you need to do to get better and give you the space you need so that you can reset, whatever it is you need to do with your mind, and take that time for yourself. And then don't feel guilty for disappointing other people. All right? You can't make a career choice. You can't make a relationship choice. You can't make a choice on where you're going to live based on what your parents want, based on what your partner wants, based on what you think your family or society wants of you or expects of you. Right? You need to do what brings you the most happiness in your life. There's a lot of things that Audrey and I have talked about of you know, making changes in our life and what's really going to make us happy in the long run, and things that maybe we can start doing now to make those things happen. Because at the end of the day, what we want is our happiness to start as soon as possible, and it starts with us, right? So in this current moment and situation with where we are, we're happy. We're content with where we are, but we know that there are other levels that we want to reach that will make us happier in our hearts and in our minds, and just as a whole, where we'll feel like we're finally aligned with what we really want. And along the way, there's going to be decisions that are probably going to upset people, that are probably going to push people away in a sense, but it's mine and Audrey's life, right? So if people get upset at us for choosing a different career path or for moving somewhere far away or whatever, it as long as it makes us happy, I'm sorry, but I'm just not going to care what other people's opinions are about that, because it's not their life, right? They don't have to wake up and live in my life every day. And if I'm not happy in my life, I guarantee you they're not going to be happy in my life. So it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks about what I want to do, all right? Because when it comes to your life, your emotions, and your opinions, you're the most important. You're the most important. Okay, and don't feel guilty for causing conflict either, right? If someone upsets you and you feel the need to say something, please do so. You don't need to pretend that everything is fine just because you don't want to be the confrontational one, just because you don't want someone else to feel bad about what they did, right? Don't act polite if someone is disrespecting you. Say something. And if you upset them because you call them out on their shit, that is their fault, not yours. Okay, you're allowed to speak your mind. If you're at work and a colleague or a boss says something to you that you feel mistreated, you are 100% allowed to say something. And of course, say it in a respectful manner. You don't want to respond in anger or frustration or anything like that. You want to be able to speak to them in a calm manner and in a way that they're going to understand you without trying to raise conflict. Okay, so if someone crosses a line or if someone disrespects you, call them out. All right, don't feel pressure to stay quiet just because you think they're going to get upset. All right, like think about that. You got upset about something they said, and now you don't want to upset them by saying something. It's a little backwards. Okay, so say something and don't be afraid to cause conflict. You have to do what's right for you, and you have to keep your mind and your heart at the tip of your thoughts so that you're always in alignment with your goals and with your feelings. And then the last one, don't feel guilty about saying no when you have a lot on your plate. I think this is one of the things that I've been better at over the years, but it's a thing that I really struggled with a lot, and it's always being available for people. Okay, even like I have a kind heart. I'll say that with confidence. Like I feel like I have a servant's heart, and I always want to give as much of me as I can. But over time, that started to get stressful, that started to get exhausting, and it started to feel like I was giving more of myself than people were giving in return, right? And what ended up happening is that I started to feel burned out. I started to resent those same people that ask me for help, because it almost feels like they take advantage of it. And they don't know that. They don't know that you're at that point where you're burned out or you feel like you're being taken advantage of, because you're going to say yes anyways, right? So we have to learn to say no. And will we let some people down when it comes to that? Sure. But that doesn't mean that you have to be available every single time. People have to understand and respect your boundaries, to respect your time, and just to respect you, right? What's the sense of you running around doing a favor for every single person in your life and you don't get anything done for yourself? On top of that, if you are doing something for everybody, you might do things a little half-assed and not complete each task. So don't feel the need to appease everyone in your life and always have to say yes. It's okay to say no. When that's just an example, right? If you're out at a restaurant or a bar, if you're out and about and a guy or a girl approaches you and they ask for your number or they ask to talk to you, it's pretty easy for us to say no if we're not interested. It's the same concept when someone asks you, hey, can you stay overtime today? No, I can't. What's the reason? I just can't. You don't need to have a reason. Just no, I can't. Right? And if you want to apologize and say, hey, I'm sorry, next time I will, fine, do that. But don't feel guilty for saying no to other people. All right, you guys, today's was a little shorter, I know, but I wanted to get that point across. You know, a lot of times we go through our life maybe not living in our own standards or in our own view. I think if we really take a step back and look at our lives, most of us are probably living in the shadow of someone else, or living in this impression that we have to be a certain way because that's what other people have told us. That's what society has told us. That's what our culture has told us. That's what our teachers have told us, our colleagues, our friends, our coworkers. They've all told us that we are supposed to fit in this little box. But we don't, you guys. We're all unique. We all have different needs. We all have different passions, ambitions. We have different things that drive us. We have different goals. You know, so you really do have to do what's best for yourself, and you can't feel guilty for it. Each one of us is unique. Each one of us is individual. And if we can all work together in a collective way by being our own individual selves, I think that we can accomplish so much as a culture, as a society, as people that encourage individuality. You know, a lot of what we see out on TV and movies and media and things like that is everyone kind of has to fall under one category, under one umbrella, and like, you're over here and I'm over there and this person falls under this category and then this person over here has that category and this one's uncategorized. Like, it's just so much going on that, you know, we can't feel guilty about just being yourself. So, you know, at the end of the day, don't hesitate on doing what makes you the happiest. Okay, like if you're not happy in your job, you know, sorry to your boss, but you're going to have to quit. You're going to have to find something that you can do that you really enjoy, and then you're going to have to find a way out of that job. I'm not saying go quit tomorrow. You know, what I am saying is, if you're unhappy with where you're at, then and write down things that you enjoy doing and see if there's ways that you can make a living out of that. Or see if there's ways that you can make a living doing something minimal, or live under your means, you know, live under different means. Maybe you work a corporate job and you're making $75,000 a year right now, but you hate it. You know, you hate going to the office, or you hate logging into Zoom calls every day, or whatever it is that you just don't enjoy about your job. It's like, great, you're making a lot of money, but you hate it. You know, so now's the time to start researching. Maybe there's a job I can do that's $40,000 a year, but I enjoy my life so much more, and I've cut back on things that I just can't afford now, but I also don't need it. Okay, so find things that align with yourself, and just try to live every day in what makes you happy, and always put yourself first. You know, do what makes you happy without feeling guilty and without worrying about how it's going to make others feel. You know, like as last example here, you know, when I first started in training, you know, it wasn't something that it wasn't something that I could say my mom was thrilled in a sense, or felt that I'd make anything out of it. But you know, I didn't care. I had to do what was right for me. I knew that I was happy doing it, and that's all that mattered, right? And now here I am, 6, 7 years later, doing the same thing and making a living out of it. And do I feel guilty that maybe I concern my mom for a few years? No. Man, that's my life. And you always get to where you want to go as long as you put your mind to it and work your ass off. So, yeah. That's all I have for you guys today, okay? Do what's best for yourself. Don't feel guilty. And live life in alignment with your passions and your heart. All right, so thanks again for listening. Really appreciate it. I hope this helps. I will talk to you guys next week. So remember, have a great week. Love yourself and go be the best version of yourself. Bye.